Okay, I suppose as I'm called Rudolph, I need to lead the way tonight. Badumtush. Welcome to Hutton's traditional Christmas silliness, with Seams. Some music, some news, and maybe even later in the show, a live performance of this year's Hutton pantomime.
To be fair, this entire show is normally a complete pantomime.
Oh, no, it isn't!
Oh, yes, it is!
Don't you start that. Anyway, did you know that in space, no one can hear your baubles crack?
Oh, no, they can.
Well, I've been preparing for Christmas by jingling my bells.
Hopefully that's behind me.
And I've been stuffing Mrs. Crevice's stocking.
Ooh, I've got a cracker of a joke for you.
You can save that one for later. In the meantime, I suppose we'd better do some headlines. With a warning, having totally failed to feed the machine last time I did the show with images for you all, I fed the machine. Yes, I gave the script to Mr. Dusty, and he chewed it for a bit and put together the images that you might or might not be about to see. That's it. We're all doomed.
Doomed! Knitting nanas knit a naughty nana.
Weeks? Crikey.
A festive frenzy of galactic traditions, speeches, and top tunes.
Spiraling space storms and Thargoid tiffs.
We glance past all the tinsel at the big board of, oh no, in Hutton space.
Don't say we didn't warn you. Multiple times. Yes, Galnet is reporting that all the people that were rescued from the Titans, and then went missing, and then turned up, and then were locked away for our and their safety, and probated extensively, have been sent home with a quick, there, there, and a couple of credits for their troubles. Media outlets, including this very one, have been quick to point out that this is a bad idea. Well, no, it's the humane and sensible thing to do. After all, they're probably all going stark raving bonkers in their temporary accommodation, if they weren't already as a result of the experience on the Titans. But seriously, look at your history. Look at Jameson and the mycoid thing and the last war against the Thargoids. We got rid of Tharg the Mighty and his or her or their mighty minions by giving them space lurgy. So if you were Tharg the Mighty and you kept being kicked in the baubles by Volcarius and Haxwing and Auntie IDA, or is that Ida, and all the AX pilots, and even your shiny new spires are being robbed and destroyed with wild abandon, and every man or woman, Jack with a pop gun, what would you do? Yes, you'd give humanity its just desserts. You'd give us all the lurgy. Back to bed, everyone, with two paracetamol, a cold flannel on the forehead, and a there, just like earlier. And when we were all moaning about Xeno flu, you'd sneak back in and loot the place, put up Thargy flags, and claim everything in the name of Tharg the Mighty and his, or her, or their mighty minions, who, of course, all work for Tharg the Mighty, so really, it all just belongs to Tharg. Of course, there's the other option. But we've seen the film 28 days later, and we do not fancy that happening at George Lucas Station. Not with all those leathery eggs about. Aliens and zombies versus humanity? Sounds almost as scary as Sharknado. So, our recommendation. Stay in space. Don't get out of your ship, or if you do, keep your remlock closed at all times.
As is traditional at this time of year, a mysterious treasure hunt has been thrown into the galaxy and strange messages have started arriving in people's inboxes. The rewards, well, it's mostly jumpers, a few pair of socks, maybe a scarf. All the things you need to make your commander look less like they're in the 34th century and more like they're a reject from a Hallmark channel on the telly box. But behind these gifts is a small army of toiling nanas, grannies galore, maybe a few aunties as well, but they're just nanas in waiting. And they've been delivered whole type 9s full of dyed wool specially. There was one problem, the yellow wool. They had too much of it. The reds and greens and the bright blues were fine, but the yellows just had to make everyone look a bit poorly. So the nanas had an idea. They'd been listening to the show and noticed that despite Hutton being fans of, along with the Merkin people, of using bananas for scale, there were no bananas. Yes, we have no bananas today. Being the enterprising space Etsy trading ladies and the odd chap that they are, they set about rectifying this as quickly as possible. Crocheting, knitting, weaving and generally crafting as many bananas as possible. All to scale, of course. Which scale? No one can tell, but if you hold them up at just the right distance from anything you're taking a picture of, you can safely say that it's one banana in size. As for the mysterious messages, well, rumours are that Flossie solved them all and has a whole wardrobe full of new jumpers and enough fireworks to keep the Thargoids at bay for at least the next 2 years.
Weeks 71 and 72 of Too Hot Too Messy saw commanders collectively pass 113,000 deliveries. Numbers are still down, dipping below 1,000 for 2 weeks running, pulling the 4-week average down to a little above 1,100. So, since you're logging in anyway to grab your arcs, could you maybe drop off the odd mug or 10 to help out? With a live expansion, an elated population, the prospect of a Christmas panto, and public holiday, gin production is at an all-time high. So head over to the Orbital and fill your boots, or your fleet carrier, or whatever you want to collect it in. It looks as though the last-minute shoppers have headed out of Hutton, so they can pick up some Hutton mugs and Centauri Mugger gin as stocking fillers. Approaches to the Orbital are clear, and commanders should be able to get to a landing pad easily. Be sure to leave cookies and gin on the front porch for Gusto the Clown. Otherwise, he'll probably break into your house and steal everything. But in the last 2 weeks, we've had 4 runs with the Berk at 1 hour 23 minutes and 8 seconds, Norbert Patenaude at 1 hour 24 minutes and 3 seconds, Steve King at 1 hour 24 minutes and 10 seconds, and Stretching Me Knackers at 1 hour 26 minutes and 11 seconds. We think the itch took a while to get to.
With the galactic festive weekend approaching at speed, there are a number of traditions that the galaxy just can't do without. Buying up everything from the local commodity market that's marked food, buying up all the booze, especially the rare stuff, watching the insert leader of your favourite faction here speech whilst trying not to nod off, and of course watching the Galnet News Digest's first personality of the year ceremony. All 6 hours of it. With Commanders Wotherspoon and Beetlejuice heralding all the successful pilots out there who've got personality. In space. Montages of their greatest Galtube videos, their sporting prowess leaping small SRVs over big mountains, the totalizer on their axe bonds, you name it, they're going through the lot, with clapping and backslapping and tearful acceptance speeches. Then there's the other thing, the festive number one. We don't know whether it will be that wham song for over the 400th time. Plenty of you will have been sent to Wham Holler, but what do we know is who the biggest number two with this season is. It's LCU No Fool Like One. On streams alone, he's managed to rack up enough hours of playtime to qualify for the top 10. When you add the Thargoid Resin Pressed Vinyl Special Edition, he's comfortably in the number two slot. The only reason he's not number one, the Federation have vowed to empty their coffers just enough to buy up enough songs to keep him from galactic fame, from being played over and over again every year and celebrated almost as much as those silly sausage rolls were. As long as it isn't that awful Mariah Carey song, that would be a step too far.
Steering well away from the mulled wine for a second, and I know we're covering space news later in the show, but that's space news from 2023, not 33-oh-something. When are we again? 3309? 3308? Anyway... 09, is it? Anyway, Rory Rapidfire Wrigglesworth, Hutton's rabid roving space reporter, has been relentlessly roaming the galaxy to bring us real space news, up to the minute. Here goes with his first attempt at an article for this show. First up, a spectacular sight in Sagittarius A star. A swirling storm of sparkly space dust has suddenly surged, spinning into a spectacular spiral. Scientists say this scintillating spectacle is surprisingly stable, showcasing a shimmering, swirling synthesis of stellar substances. In trade tidings, the titanium tycoons of Tau Ceti are in a tizzy. Their transport of top-tier tech toys is thwarted by a tricky troop of thieving Thargoids. These thorny thugs thoroughly thought that they could thwart our traders, but our brave bounty hunters bash their belligerent butts back into the black. Meanwhile, in mining matters, a merry band of miners on Merope 5C made a monumental mark. They've managed to mine a massive mound of mysterious mesmerizing minerals, making a merry mint in the market. Miners' moods are mostly merry, marred only by minor malfunctions in machinery. Last but not least, a word on the weather. Watch out for wacky wormholes warping around Wolf 359. Wayward wanderers may well witness weird wobbly waveforms weaving through the warp. Wear your warp-resistant wearables and wave goodbye to wobbles. Okay, can someone get human resources on the phone, please? Is this the Rory chap on the payroll? Is there any chance he can be moved to another department, please? I think I pulled a muscle in my tongue reading that, and, you know, health and safety and all that. Oh, you can. Oh, cheers. We won't be doing that again, everyone.
Things are going through somewhat of a morning after the office Christmas party vibe in Hutton Space this week. As usual, there are five systems on Alvin's report, with one so low it has fallen out of orbital cruise. More on those stories coming up. After momentarily bumping its head on 40 a month ago, Ross 671 has maintained its steady glide to oblivion, plummeting to 23 and is this week's undisputed bearer of the wooden spoon. Additionally, it is embroiled in a seasonal election in which it has won the first round. So this season, whilst you are stuffing your face, head over to Ross 671 and stuff some ballot boxes too. Hard to move Epsilon Indy, still suffering from the after effects of long mods, is struggling in the low 30s, ending the week on 31. Two wars leave little to be gained from trying to boost Hutton's fortunes, so don't bother this week. Fresh from its recent narrow election victory, which saw 36 Ofiuki win on the very last day, home to the second longest supercruise in the galaxy finds itself on 36. Keeping its other company on 38 are Epsilon Eridani and Hill Pass Psi. At the overachieving end of the Hutton systems, we have seven of our systems above 60%, and we went into expansion yesterday. I know it's party season, folks, but everything in moderation, please. Priorities this week are, if you want to truck something, win the election in Ross 671.